Okay.
You have to unmute me back there. All right, we're training new people and all kinds of stuff. Trying to get all kinds of tech stuff going so you can listen over and over. Did you start the recording? All right. So we're trying to, well, not trying. Taryn got us a podcast started today. So in the not too distant future, hopefully, you'll be able to find the various messages on Spotify or Apple podcasts. So uptown, man, we're something else. And then hopefully this is for the videos. And so hopefully before too much longer, we'll have videos for everybody. So you can see my beautiful face, I guess. You're like, I'm going for the audio file. Thank you. Okay, well, let's get rolling. We are in the book of Galatians, if you haven't figured it out yet. And so today is going to be all the stuff that's not in the Bible that you need to know about Galatians.
All right. Cool.
The backstory. And so let's open with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you we can come into your house, we can break bread together, we can fellowship, and we can study your word. We thank you for what you're doing in this place. We open our hearts up before you this evening, and thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so the book of Galatians. So why is Galatians important? Why are we looking at the book of Galatians? So Galatians is one of the epistles of Paul. An epistle is a letter or a series of letters, in this case, from the Apostle Paul. Do you guys like notes? Like to have notes? They're on the printer upstairs. I was looking for somebody to call out, and then I was like, well, let's see. I did print them, I just forgot to bring them. All right, so the book of Galatians. So Luther, you know, the Reformation, not Luther. He considered it the book of Galatians the best book in the Bible. He called it the battle cry of the Reformation. And he said it was the Christian declaration of independence. So that was what he thought about the book of Galatians. And so so it's an important book. It's important because it answers one of the questions that we all ask at some point in life, which is, how can I find happiness? How can I find peace? How can I obtain freedom from fear? And of course, we seek happiness through all kinds of means, whether it be money or activities or relationships, or we see people try to numb the pain of life with drugs and alcohol, and even from a religious perspective, following the law of Moses could not bring us happiness because we couldn't do it. And if you break one letter of the law, you break all of it. That's what I tell my kids. Look, you break one rule, you break them all. You're getting grounded forever. So when Paul wrote the book of Galatians, the people were wrestling with a couple of things. And the biggest one was, there's a couple of big words here. rigorous asceticism, which is basically they were setting in place all of these rules to follow to make them more holy, to make them fit in, you know, certain disciplines or growths for Christianity. And so they began creating more and more of these things. And the more things they did, the more self-righteous deeds they did, the better they did at performing different duties, the better obedience to different laws. And as this grew, different groups began adding to it. And it just kind of grew to this place where the people were focused on all these extracurricular things to show themselves as worthy and to maintain their salvation. And so Paul goes, whoa. This is not what I taught you when I was there. Time out. Here's a letter. Pay attention. And so we want to keep in mind as we study Galatians that Paul's addressing what these Judaizers are teaching. He's addressing this legalism. So if you have somebody in your life that is incredibly legalistic about the scriptures or about following the Lord, this is a great book because it's going to address all of those things. And so Paul wants us to focus on our spiritual freedom and our identity as believers in Christ. So why can legalism be bad? I mean, following rules is good. Going the speed limit, not stealing from the grocery store. Why is legalism bad? From a... Yeah, that's a great answer. Yeah. If you didn't hear him, he said, because you missed the point. You just start following the rules and you're not even, your head or heart might never even be in it. You're just going through the motions, essentially. Yeah, that's a great answer. Yeah, I don't really need to add to that.
It turns into salvation by works, too, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're justified by faith.
Which is exactly what Paul talks about in Galatians. Yep. Yep, all right. We're going to close in prayer. So yeah, our actions shouldn't be driven by rules, but out of gratitude for the salvation we have in Christ and that relationship. And when we're in any relationship, friend, spouse, sibling, parent, like the things we do for them should be out of, our love for them, our mutual, you know, whatever that relationship is. All right, so the who, what, when, where of Galatians. So who is it to? There is a really, really long answer to this question that you can look up on the internet. There's a really long answer about, you know, different people groups coming in and occupying different parts of the land and all of these things, but we're just going to simplify this way down. So here's a map of Europe and Asia, maybe. Okay, so the box is the area we're going to be talking about, but this shows you in relation to Europe and Italy and Asia and even, you know, over where Israel is, what area we're talking about. And so then the next one zooms in on that box and you can see, I don't know if you can read that from where you're at, but right in the middle pretty much is Galatia. Can you read it from where you're at? Yeah. So, and then the red squares are the cities that Paul visits in the book of Acts when he's on his missionary journeys. And so that's the region that this is talking about. Galatia is that region. And essentially it got that name because The people that invaded that area, they came down from Greece and Macedonia and into Asia Minor. If you've ever heard of the Gauls or the Celts, that's the group that came in. And so from them, we get the term, the name for that group, the Galatae or the Galatians, and the name of that region. And so as you see from the map, we have these cities in Acts chapters 13 and 14 where Paul was visiting these cities when he was in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra and Derbe. And he went to these cities and he shared the gospel with them. And then he goes back to those cities a second time. So that's who it's to. Now you can really dive in deep and we can split hairs and use microscopes and we can spend a lot of time on who it's to. This region. Likely the churches that he planted. And so that's who Galatians is written to. When was it written? That's a fun question. So because of some of the things that are talked about, we know it was written after the Jerusalem Council, which we see that in Galatians 2. And then in Acts chapter 15, that's when they're trying to make these guys get circumcised. If you don't get circumcised, you can't be saved. And it's when they start trying to put the rules on. And then Paul goes, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to go to Israel and I'm going to meet. And then we have the first council in Jerusalem. And they meet and they begin talking about this. And then if you remember from Sundays, this is part of why we're doing this. It all ties in with everything we've been talking about on Sundays. They send letters out and go, look, we figured it out. You don't have to do that. By faith, you are saved. Amen. So we know it's after that. So, and his first visit was in Acts 13 and 14. His second visit to this region was at the end of Acts 15 and beginning of 16. And because of the things that he's writing in the beginning of Galatians, he says, so quickly you move away from the things we just talked about. And so from some of those verbiages, they go, well, it was pretty quick after he left there. And so it's pretty widely accepted that it was probably written during his second missionary journey. So that would make the writing of Galatians between 50 and 53 AD during the second missionary journey, probably while he was in Corinth or maybe Antioch, but that's when he was writing it. Galatians is probably the first book Paul wrote. It's the oldest of Paul's epistles. And then right away, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians were written probably while he was in the same location. He got going, writing sermons, and was like, there's one, there's two, there's three, and starts sending them to these different churches. We have a timeline, so you can kind of see, I don't know if you can read that, I'll go just kind of walk through it a little bit. So you got AD 30, roughly, Christ is crucified and resurrected. AD 34, Paul converts in Acts chapter 9. And then we come way down here. We see Paul's first missionary journey, Acts 13, way down here in Acts 46 to 40, or AD 46 to 48. So what people don't always realize when you're reading through the book of Acts, you're like, wow, Paul got saved and we got right to it. Nope. Paul spent a whole lot of time seeking Jesus before he went into his missionary journeys. And so then, in the middle of his second journey, is when we see the book of Galatians written. Down here, this is his third missionary journey. That's where he gets arrested. And then it keeps on going. And the death of the different people. But that kind of gives you a picture, because sometimes we think that Paul got saved and then he immediately started doing all of these things. But there was a lot of time that transpired. You know, by this time, you know, we're over 20 years past when Jesus died and resurrected and ascended into heaven. So the church has been going for a while. Any questions so far? Clear as mud? Okay. So the why. Why was it written? So those Judaizers came in, and we kind of already talked about this, so we'll move through it semi-quickly. And they were trying to force the Gentiles to follow these different rules, like the circumcision. You have to be circumcised or you can't be saved. And they just continue to add more and more rules to what it meant to be saved, or what it meant to have a relationship, or how to be justified before God. Paul goes to the Jerusalem Council, like we already talked about. And so Paul is prompted to write because of the things that these guys are writing to draw the people away from their relationship. Because pretty soon, like you guys already said, we start looking at all these other things, and we start doing these other things, and we even see this in our world today. You know, you just get into the routine. And when you take the same route to work every day, you know, eventually you don't even notice the billboard, or you don't notice, you know, you just